Now, will you notice we have now here a declaration concerning man. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. Now, notice verse 10. He hath not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Now, my friend, if God would deal with you according to your sins and according to your iniquities, none of us would be saved. Now, he says, for as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. You see, it's his mercies today that are so important. And we need to recognize that it's by his mercy. And then he says, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Now, he didn't say as far as the north is from the south. That would be pretty far from the North Pole to the South Pole. But when you start moving from east to west, there's no end to the east and there's no end to the west. You just keep going and it's east. And you're going east all the time. When you go west, you'll be going west all the time. But you see, when you go north, you get to a place where you start going south. But when you start going east, you never stop. And that's as far as he's removed our transgressions from us. And as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. God is so good, and we do not seem to recognize it. Now, for he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. Dr. George Gill used to put it like this. He says that God remembers that we are dust. He says we forget it, and when dust gets stuck on itself, it's mud. And that's the picture of man. As for man, his days are like grass. As the flower of the field, so he flourisheth. You won't be here very long, friends. Somebody said to me the other day, said, I notice you're getting a little gray. And I said, yes. Well, I said, you know, I notice you are too. And I said, you know what God's trying to tell us? When God puts gray in your hair, he's saying you're not going to be here much longer. When you get the arthritis and you have trouble getting up of a morning, that's a warning from God. God says, you won't be here very much longer. You need to get things straightened out. Now we begin to look to the future. And what are we going to have in the future? But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon those who fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children. It is a wonderful, wonderful thing to look down into the future and to know that God will always be merciful to us. How wonderful it is. And that is something that we need to recognize. Now let me just lift out the last verse here. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul.